We're honoured to have our next guest on Nightline. Very excited that he has made time available to us. I'm speaking of the Director General of the World Intellectual Property Organisation, based in Geneva, speaking to us from Geneva, Switzerland, Francis Gurry. Francis was instrumental in establishing the Arbitration and Mediation Centre at the World Intellectual Property Organisation some years ago. Subsequently, has helped develop the highly successful Uniform Domain Name Dispute Resolution Policy, and now, of course, works as Director General of an organisation whose activities in the field of electronic commerce, arbitration and mediation in that area, as well as international legal and constitutional questions, are at the forefront of world thought. He's originally from Melbourne, a distinguished alumnus of the Melbourne Law School. He has his PhD from the University of Cambridge. And I say all of that in order to say both that we're very thrilled to have him with us, but also that when someone of his eminence makes a statement, you take it very seriously. And he recently has been reported as saying that newspapers will disappear, they'll be replaced by their digital equivalents by 2040. It's a delight to be able to chat to him about that now. Francis Gurry, thanks so much for your time. Welcome to Nightline.
Thank you very much, Graham. It's a great pleasure to be on.
Perhaps before we come to this prediction and the implications that flow from it, just give us a sense of the work currently that the World Intellectual Property Organization is involved with, if you would.
Sure. So, Graham, our mandate is for innovation, and in this respect, using patents for inventions to encourage innovation, and also for cultural creativity, you know, the protection of literature, films, art, music, through the copyright system. So those are our two thrusts. And we're an international organization, 184 member countries, and we're a specialized agency of the United Nations, based here in Geneva in Switzerland.
Ever since your book way back in the 80s, Breach of Confidence, and the work you've done with Thomas Cottier on the international and intellectual property system, obviously the correct remuneration for people's intellectual property is central to your examination. And the digital age makes that a much more complex affair, does it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what we see, of course, is that all content, as we now call it, is migrating towards the internet and digital technology. So some of the things, the cultural artifacts that we're so used to, like CD-ROMs for music, DVDs and so on, are really becoming endangered species. And the book you see in the United States of America, for example, now digital sales are increasing at a much more rapid rate for books than hard copy books. So what we are expecting is that in the course of the next 30 years, basically all of our content will be stored on the internet and in digital media.
So this is just as you've been reported as saying, this is simply an inevitable evolution. You can't turn the clock back.
Yeah, I think that's right. And indeed, you mentioned the newspaper prediction. It actually comes not from me, but from an outfit based in Sydney called Future Exploration, where they've done a newspaper extinction timeline, which suggests that, yes, indeed, by 2040, basically, the whole of the world, the newspaper will become extinct in the whole of the world. I can tell you that here in Geneva, I read on my iPad the Australian newspapers every day. But it's, of course, not a physical copy that I get. And it's a great convenience. But, of course, it involves a big change of our habits. And one of the things that we have to ensure in this transition to a digital, fully digital world, which has many advantages, you know, it's a great democratization of knowledge, really, and information, many advantages. But one of the things we have to ensure is that creators, artists, music composers, performers, journalists still get their remuneration.
Well,
copyright's always done that.
The key question is exactly copyright. In the past, has been the bulwark, and in print, that's one level of security, if you like. But how will editors of the digital newspapers that are coming find the revenues to pay the writers?
That's right. That's exactly the question. Yes. Look, advertising is one possibility, you know, using advertising to a greater extent. But, of course, advertising has the disadvantage of distracting your attention. And one of the things that you're trying to do with a newspaper is to get people's attention, not to distract it. So there are limitations to advertising. Another way is getting people to subscribe and pay for the content and putting up protection measures so that the access is no longer free. That gets into territory where we're talking about what business models will work in the new in the digital environment. And there's a lot of experimentation going on there. As you know, iTunes has been a very, very successful business model for music downloads and has changed really that world. For newspapers, of course, we've heard that Murdoch has announced that he would like to start charging for content for his newspapers online. We'll have to see whether this works, you know, whether this is going to be viable.
Technological innovation always seems to run ahead of regulation. Is the copyright system going to keep pace with this?
That's the challenge, you know, and it's difficult enough on the national level. So, you know, in Australia there's a lot of discussion about these challenges. But then when you transpose that onto the international level, when you get great diversity in the economic circumstances and technological conditions of all the countries of the world, it's even more difficult to find consensus. So that really is, I think, it's a problem that affects actually all international organisations these days. How can they keep pace with this very fast-moving world, which is basically disappearing over the horizon as they run to chase after it? And there is a cost, of course, if we don't. If we don't, the cost is the irrelevance of, you know, the multilateral or international machinery for solving solutions for problems. The problem with that, however, is, of course, that most of our problems these days are global in nature and they require global solutions. You know, whether it's the movement of persons or germs or pollution or capital or ideas across borders, you know, globalization means that the problem can't be solved by one country alone. Needs international cooperation.
Papers gone from everywhere by 29 years is one thing. You mentioned earlier in the United States these same groups, and obviously you wouldn't be quoting them unless you thought they were credible. In the United States, newspapers will be gone by 2017, just 6 years out. But I guess, as you say, already more people get digital copies. There are more digital copies sold than paper copies of newspapers.
Yeah. Well, at least the rate of increase of in the digital world is much higher than in the paper world. Mm. Look, I think San Francisco's already there. Last I heard, San Francisco is losing its daily newspaper. So it'll be one of the first capitals not to have a daily newspaper. So this is, I think, of course, it's scary in one sense, and it's also unpleasant when you think of sitting on a nice street outdoors in Perth, having a coffee and reading the newspaper in the morning sun. It's not quite the same image when you replace that with an iPad or another digital device, but that's where we're going, I think.
Lest anyone in your home country of Australia think, well, this is a bit of a far-fetched conversation, as you would know, recently we've had chains of bookstores going into receivership and some of them disappearing altogether.
Exactly. There we are. Yeah, it's happening before our very eyes. And it's increasingly difficult to find a shop to buy CDs for music, at least I find that's the case.
It is, isn't it? And then there's another whole fascinating level there that sooner or later someone will tackle Apple and say the way you run iTunes is a restraint of trade, but that's a whole different legal question. The bottom line you're saying is that within the foreseeable future, we will not have print newspapers and we will be going digital, and regulation and remuneration have to keep pace.
That's right. Exactly. You're a very eloquent summary, Graham.
Thank you very much, Francis Gurry. We really appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Nice to talk to you.